Haiti is the birthplace of a lot of music genres: accordion-led troubadour, vaudoune racine, sensual compas, and more. Many Haitians would argue that rap does not belong on this list. They see it as an American import, like used t-shirts and cheap rice. That was until rap créole hit the scene a few years ago, and it went viral. Then in January, the earthquake struck, and some of Haiti's rising stars were killed. But as Amy Bracken reports from Port-au-Prince, the music's still very much alive.
I first met Jean-Jimmy Alexandre, a.k.a. Jimmy O, in 2006. He was a slim 32-year-old from Port-au-Prince with a distinct voice. He had been rapping since his teens, but had just gone solo with the help of Haitian-American hip-hop star Wyclef Jean. We were at a rap competition for local kids as young as 11 years old, organized by Jimmy O and Wyclef. It was after that that Jimmy O himself took off. He performed at huge outdoor shows around Haiti. In 2009, he released his debut album, Destiny. And in early January 2010, he was getting ready to go on tour in the U.S. Then, on January 12th, Jimmy O was driving through Port-au-Prince when the earth shook. A building fell on his car. He wasn't the only prominent Haitian rapper killed that day. There was young Cliff, who was buried in the rubble of his Port-au-Prince home. Cliff was only 15 years old and the youngest member of Barricade Crew, Haiti's most popular hip-hop group. Several musicians told me that for the first few weeks after the earthquake, they couldn't sing, play, perform, or record. But by mid-March, a flurry of songs about the quake, like this one, were hitting the airwaves. And every Friday through Sunday night on the dark, rubble-strewn streets of downtown Port-au-Prince, a dance party was drawing hundreds of rap Creole fans. Giant speakers in a tiny bar blasted hip-hop from Haiti and the world onto an intersection clogged with dancers. On this night, one partygoer was wearing a t-shirt with giant letters saying Haïti pas péri, or Haiti will not die. That's also the name of a rap song by the Port-au-Prince group STE. The song refers to the earthquake and the series of Haitian tragedies like floods that preceded it. My host at the downtown street party was Jean-Robert Laguerre, a.k.a. Tragedy. He's a member of the rap group Nouvelle Génération Squad, or NGS. I met him at the tent camp on the Champ de Mars, where the NGS rappers had built themselves a graffiti-covered shack of wood and tin. The group hasn't performed since the earthquake, but they have a show coming up at the end of this month, and they're rebuilding their damaged recording studio. That's NGS's Hurry Saint-Victor. He says our group is still rapping. After the tragedy, rap is important because it relieves stress. He says you just listen and forget. Well, you're never really going to forget, but still, rap will lift the burden, you know? For The World, I'm Amy Bracken, Port-au-Prince.
From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH, I'm Marco Werman. We're back tomorrow.